awesome.
Ladies, sigh no more. So this is opening actually tomorrow night at the KWLT Black Box Space.
Yeah.
Right on Princess Street. And and it's running for the next 3 weeks. So I guess this is what I have here. This is what I have written here. This is my synopsis, basically. Kate, Cordelia, Ophelia, Lady M, Lady Anne, and Desdemona are all in Loony Bin.
Yes.
And they're all characters from Shakespeare. And they all need help. And they're about to be joined by a new arrival. So take it from there.
So basically you have all your classic Shakespeare leading ladies. They're dead, obviously. And they're stuck in that limbo between heaven and hell. And they don't really know why they're there. So they're there working out their problems. And they have a special doctor to help them work through it. And the newest arrival is Juliet. And the youngest one of all of them. So through role playing and recreating their past, they kind of try to figure things out and put the pieces together and, you know, kind of figure out why they're crazy.
This was written by Thomas Hischak. Now, he's done a number of plays, like adapted stuff for the stage, like Little Women and Jane Eyre.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I saw the musical Jane Eyre. I don't know if some things shouldn't be adapted for the stage. The Last Leaf, The Gift of the Magi, Christmas Carol, and Pride and Prejudice. My God. And I know the director of the play. It's Tim Jackson.
Yes.
And Tim's been around KWLT for a long time. He also does work with KW Musical Productions as well.
Mm-hmm.
Why did Tim pick this play?
Tim loves two things. He loves Shakespeare, like spoofs on Shakespeare, and he loves putting on a play within a play. So he kind of got to incorporate both of these with ladies because the women don't actually put on a play, but they like to role play,
mm-hmm.
You know, playing different characters of the other women's past to figure things out. So he kind of got the best of both worlds with the show.
No kidding. The other thing is it an all-woman cast? Because there is another cast member named Jameson,
yes.
And then there's another cast member named Dr. Wells.
There's actually two male characters. Dr. Wells is played by a woman.
Woman. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Jameson is the ward orderly.
Yeah.
So he's a guy.
Okay.
And there is a mysterious man also.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Who's playing who?
I actually play Ophelia.
Crazy
Ophelia.
Right.
We have an awesome cast, mostly new to KWLT, which is awesome.
Okay.
A lot of University of Waterloo students.
Right.
So it's actually a pretty wicked cast.
Are they from UW Drama, basically?
Yeah, or? Basically. A lot of the girls, they are first year UW Drama students.
Okay. Can people go to the website and check out who's in the cast and stuff like that? Or do you know offhand who's playing who? This is kind of interesting. You know, there's like Kate from Taming of the Shrew. And, well, she's, you know, angry.
Yes.
And then
she has some anger issues.
She has some anger issues. This is what I'm guessing anyway from seeing all the Shakespeare I've seen over a long time. Cordelia is lovely. She's from King Lear.
Yes.
She's the nice girl. She's the nice daughter in King Lear.
She's definitely the nice girl. She also takes on a little bit more of a motherly role in the show. She's
Well,
she's the oldest one there. She's been there the longest. So she kind of likes to be like the mother hen and, you know, take care of all the other girls.
Well, that makes sense.
Kind of helps to keep Kate in order a little bit. Lady Macbeth.
Yeah. How about Lady M? What's she like? What? Yeah. How does she fit into this?
Lady Macbeth, similar to Kate, she's got some anger issues. They, you know, they both kind of butt heads a bit in the show.
Okay. And Lady Anne is from Richard.
Yes.
I think she would have man problems, actually, I'm thinking.
I think they all have man problems.
Oh, yeah, that's true. And Desdemona seems totally whacked out.
Oh, her and Ophelia are like the craziest of all of them.
Okay. And Ophelia, well, in Hamlet, we know Ophelia is, you know, a little bit whacked as well because she's, you know, she's lovesick, heartsick, and, you know, can't seem to get Hamlet to pay any attention to her whatsoever. So what's it like playing this character?
Oh, I have a blast playing Ophelia. She's so nuts. She's actually very childlike as well. So she's a little bit ditzier than the rest of the girls, which makes it really fun to play up. So, you can just go all out with her. And It's awesome.
What was I going to say here? I lost my train of thought. Juliet.
Juliet.
Yes. How does Juliet come into this without giving it all away?
Well, yeah, not without giving it all away, but so they all the ladies are in the psych ward, and Juliet is the newest arrival. Okay. So she's just recently passed on, I guess. So she's very new to this whole scene and this role playing, and doesn't really know what to make of all the other crazy ladies.
Okay. What do you like best about the script? What do you like best about Hitchcock's work?
I think it's so clever. I actually can't believe that it hasn't been done before. It's just perfect to write a comedy and a spoof about something that's so well known and so easy to like poke fun at. So it's pretty awesome. It's actually a really clever script. And if you know Shakespeare, it's really funny. And even if you don't know Shakespeare, you're still going to get a lot of really good laughs.
That was a question that I had, because I did read part of the play and I thought, and it does have those catch phrases from all the characters.
Definitely.
In the Shakespearean plays. But yeah, because they, you know, they spout their famous lines in with all the jokes, which is really funny. Mm-hmm. But for someone that doesn't know anything about it, how does it work for them?
Pretty good, to be completely honest. I don't really know a lot about Shakespeare, and I read the script, and the first thing I thought it was such an amazing script, so funny, so clever. And then obviously after I got the role, I did a little bit more research, and like then I got some of the jokes. But even without knowing anything about Shakespeare, it's so funny, and the lines are so clever that, you know, you'll still come out and see it, and you'll still have a good laugh.
Okay. The set. What's the set look like?
The set looks like a psych ward.
Okay.
It's definitely like a hospital, and we try to incorporate it so that even if you're sitting in the audience, you still feel like you're sitting in that psych ward and you're not necessarily just watching a show.
Okay.
So we kind of wanted to incorporate the audience to make them feel as if they're really there.
Yeah, which makes sense. So the audience is sort of, you know, looking in on the loony
yes.
bit. Yeah, that's fun. How long have you guys been working on this?
Since the first week in January.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so this opens, it opens tomorrow night, and it's running like this weekend, 15th, 16th, and 17th. And then the following weekend.
Yep. Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
27th, 23rd, 24th. And then the weekend after that, 28th, 29th, 31st. So that's really
good. Takes you right into April.
Okay. And the tickets are $15, right?
$15 for non-members. If you are a KWLT member, then they're $10. And memberships are available at the door for $25, and then you get in for free, and then you get discounts on all other KWLT shows. Also, too, we have group rates.
Okay.
Group rates are awesome. Group rates are $10 per group member, and groups are 6 individuals or more. So, you know, gather all your friends together and come see a show and save some money, and it's cheaper than seeing a movie.
Yeah, that's true, too, and it's a really cool space, too, on Princess Street.
Yeah.
It has been reincarnated, and it's a lovely black box space.
Yes.
Actually, I've been in there, and yeah. What else do you guys have coming up? Like, you're the oldest theater company in town. You're like close to.
We've been kicking
80.
Around for a while.
I think you're close to 80 years old, actually.
Yeah. Yes, we have to finish off our season. We have a original script. Called Listen Leslie, and if you go to kwlt.org, mm-hmm. you can read more about that. That opens up in June.
Okay.
And that will finish off our season, and then come July starts a whole brand new season of awesome shows.
Okay. Well, I'd like to thank you very much for coming in to
talk
to
me. Thank you so much for having me.
This is great. I wish you guys all the best with... ladies, why can't I not get this right?
Ladies, sigh no more.
I always want to say sigh no more ladies, because that's the original
quote. That's actually
quote.
That's where they got the quote from.
I know. So I'm thinking, that's why I'm thinking sigh no more ladies, but it's ladies sigh no more. So KWLT, and thanks so much, Kelly Taylor, for dropping in as Ophelia. And I thought hopefully this is the right song. I thought this song would be really suitable for the theme of this play. So here's the Pixies. Actually, it's also suitable for me today, too. Where is my mind on Coral FM?
Stop.
Okay.
Yeah, the Pixies. Where is my mind? I don't know where my mind is tonight. That was Kelly Taylor from Ladies Sigh No More. Sigh No More, ladies, is a very famous Shakespearean quote. So that's hence the reason I'm getting it mixed up all the time. Anyway, it was written by Ladies Sigh No More. It was written by Thomas Hishak and directed by Tim Jackson. It's a comedy in two acts. And as I mentioned, it opens tomorrow night. It's running March 15th to the 17th, March 22nd to the 24th, and March 29th to the 31st. All performances are at 8 p.m. at KWLT. And it's also featuring Family Names, written by Edna Polinero. I wouldn't even mention that. It's $10 for members, $15 for non-members. You can go to www.kwlt.org. If you want to get tickets, call the box office, 519-886-0660, or go to box office at kwlt.org. Of course, the Princess Theater, God, KWLT is located at 9 Princess Street East in Waterloo. Oh, man. Anyway, I'm going to play some more music. Coming